Getting set for the second half of play here at Polinski Field. Bears trailing the Bulldog. Big, 60-0. And turbo clock will be on to start the second half. That's one thing that Misha has done that over the past years that has really, really helped out as far as these ball games like this are concerned. Bears are back out on the field. Bulldogs as well. So we'll see how the matchups go here in the second half, see if the Bulldogs want to keep Varsity out there or not risk getting anybody hurt and putting out a JV squad against the Bears. So we'll next week, Bears will be home again. They will take on the Mountain Grove Panthers next week, and we'll see how Brendan Rodgers' Mountain Grove Panthers look. They got grilled the first game of the season back. The Fair Grove, which is in our district. Mountain Grove is not. Fair Grove is. Fair Grove beat them 38-0. So no scores from the Ava Mountain Grove game yet. So we're looking for one of those. If anybody out there has one, you might text us and let us know what's going on there. We just had three more minutes added to the halftime clock.
Well, it is homecoming, but I don't think we needed an extra long halftime since we do our homecoming pregame. And we should mention, you know, some more positive stuff is the homecoming court tonight. And Queen Allie Martin is our homecoming queen. Other senior candidates, Izzy Autry and Madeline Fair. And then your junior princess was Emma Wiles. Sophomore princess was Paisley Crudgington. Freshman, Riley Belt. And returning queen, Stacey Johnson. And the flower girl was Reese Turnbull, and the crown bearer was Hudson Brower. Reese Turnbull's line was probably the best tonight. They asked her what she wanted to be when she grew up, and she said she wanted to be the mayor so she could boss everybody around.
All right. That was great.
And Hudson wants to be a police officer and a UPS driver.
These kids
have good goals, they're good life ambitions.
Motivated.
I like it. Yep. I like it. And Stacey Johnson, you see her, our returning queen.
Yeah. Stacey always had great personality. So
yeah.
Nice to see her again.
She's in college trying to be a teacher. So that's we like that as well.
She's a good teacher. So
let's look and see if we've got any other scores to pass along as we continue to wait. Clock will be running in the second half, and you would expect to see some fresh jerseys out there for Kabul. 60-0. Not a lot more they need to prove in this game. But no real score update from what we shared with you earlier. Marionville playing tomorrow at Lighthouse Christian. Kind of an odd Saturday game. But you see more of those Thursday and Saturday games with our official shortage around the state. Sir Rutledge is behind
on that one.
Score update.
Well, okay. The Bears will play next week against the Panthers. The Panthers will come in here to play, so we'll know what that Mountain Grove score is next week. We won't have it blacked out. We'll know.
Yeah, conference games going on, and Salem and Houston are in a pretty good battle between the Tigers tonight, and of course Liberty is really taking care of there. The Bobcats trying to kind of rebuild their program after their longtime coach Weber left, and they kind of had to restart and struggled a little bit last year, but thought they were going to take a step forward this year, but obviously having a hard time of it in Liberty tonight.
Bears will kick off to start this third quarter. Kick off from the 40-yard line. Kabul drops three receivers back deep. Aiden Stewart tees it up. We need another Bear on the field.
Aiden Stewart, 11. I know we've talked about it a lot, but the senior that just decided to come out for football this year. And I mean, where would we be without Aiden Stewart? He's really contributed a lot.
Here goes the kick. It's a short kick taken by the Bulldogs at the 30. Running play gets up to the 45 and down about the 47-yard line. Big pile up there.
Broke some tackles, just about lost the football, but He manages to hang on and gets the Bulldogs up near midfield. That's Oscar Soto, a freshman for the Bulldogs. So Bulldogs putting some of their fresh jerseys in. We'll see if they've put in a different quarterback. That's the tell whenever a team goes to their JV slot, and indeed they do have a new quarterback in there for the Bulldogs. Try to get a number on him here in a minute, but it is not Adkins.
Okay, snap of the football. Hand off to the running back, and he's hit for a loss. Loses two, back to the 43-yard line.
Lance Johnson, he's a junior for the Bulldogs, but a guy that hadn't played much in this ball game, so he'll lose some yardage, and a good stop on the play for the Bears by Aiden Messick.
You hear that name quite a bit. Well, the Bulldogs second down and 12 from the 43-yard line. Little flip to the running back. He gets about 4 yards back up to the original line of scrimmage before he's brought down. Little sweep play.
Green on the carry.
Give him 5. Make it 3rd down and 9 for the Bulldogs. And they're 48. They're at their own 48-yard line.
We're trying to get a number on the quarterback. It may be Soto, and he's a
23 or something like that.
24. That's Oscar Soto, a freshman.
Okay.
They don't list his size, but he's a pretty big guy.
Yeah, got good height to him. He's out of the shotgun and wants to throw the ball. Hit as he threw.
Drop.
And incomplete.
Actually put it right where he needed to. Quentin Green was the intended receiver, and he had it right in the numbers and just dropped it. And the Bulldogs.
Bears
have,
we'll
have a fourth down.
Bears have pretty good defense on the play. Hit the receiver pretty hard. Bulldogs, let's see, they're going to punt it away.
Soto kind of in that backfield where he could punt it or throw it.
Yeah, he's only dropped back about 7 yards.
Bears do send one man back deep.
And, yeah, he's going to kick it away. Bears take it on the fly at the 25. And the ball carrier gets up to the 30. He's brought down about the 35-yard line.
John Ball gets it up past the 30 to about the 33-yard line for the Bears. So Willow will take over. And the Kabul JV team out there. And you'd like to see the Bears have a little success here and take some positives away from tonight.
Not a lot last week in the second half.
Bears switched quarterbacks as well. I believe Asher Smith is back there.
Going to spot the ball at the 32-yard line. That's where it'll be 1st and 10. Smith. What's his grade?
Freshman.
Okay. Snap. Hands off. Running back gets hit pretty hard as he got to the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard on the play.
Give him a little forward progress. We'll give him a yard. And then Gillum, who's done a nice job tonight. Jethro's been with Woolsey out. Gillum's been the primary running back. And he's had to do a lot of the heavy lifting for the Bears tonight. Performed well. Just a sophomore. All these kids are young.
2nd down and 9 for the Bears. Ball at the 33-yard line. Smith in there at quarterback.
Ooh.
And hands off to the running back who gets mashed for a big loss on the play. All the way back inside the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 30. So,
Larry Cheney with the carry, but no chance to do anything with that play. And it'll be 3rd down and 13 for the Bears.
7:26 left to go in the third quarter. We're marching right along here as the turbo clock is on. Bears break the huddle. Smith drops back in shotgun, sends out 3 wide receivers. He had a wing over on the right side as well. Gets the snap, wants to throw, hurried, rushed, tries to get away. He gets back to the 25.
Ferguson back in there, and I think there's going to be some face masks on the Bulldogs coming. Maybe a hold on the Bears. We'll just see what they
going back there. I would guess hold, but I didn't. Oh, I think he pointed toward the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's a face mask on the Bulldogs, so that'll help the Bears out.
Might get him first down, maybe.
Ferguson back in there, quarterback, and kind of like that move with Kabul's JV defense and give Ferguson a chance to get a little confidence after a rough first half where he threw a few interceptions. Sean back at the studio, he is such a great producer. He did his research and found us an Ava and Mountain Grove score.
Great.
Ava leading Mountain Grove 24-14. So good game.
Yep.
Not quite a blowout, but Ava is on top by 10.
Bears get a first down out of the penalty, takes the ball out to the 45-yard line, and a first and 10. Ferguson back in there at quarterback, throws a little high, but the reception is made by the running back who dropped the ball. Fell on it, I think.
You're going to say he was down already. It was John Ball with the catch on the far side. He'll pick up about 4 yards on the reception. Ball's turned into a pretty good little receiver for the Bears.
Takes the ball out to the 48-yard line, 48-yard line, second down, and 7 for the Bears.
Bears keep switching quarterbacks as Smith comes back in.
So on second down and 7. There's the snap. Hand off to the running back. He just got hammered at the, gaining about a yard maybe on the play, but no more than that.
Janie, who's coming back from injury, and man, he was hit hard there. No gain. Be third down and 7. Clock's been running and will continue to run all second half, down to 5:43 left to play in the third quarter. Bears trying to get some positive momentum on offense.
Generate something here. Third down and long, 7 from their own 47-yard line.
Smith's still in there.
Smith gets the snap. He wants to throw, running out of time.
Run it.
He throws. Oof. Incomplete, I think.
Into the Kabul sideline, and the receiver really didn't have a chance at it. I think Smith had some, if he would have just kept running, he might have ran for the first down. Had some quickness back there. Asher showing off a little speed, but the pass was out of bounds.
That brings up a fourth down for the Bears. We'll see if they want to kick it away or just see what they can do with it here on fourth down.
Might as well go for it, right?
Yeah, why not? You're right about midfield anyway.
They will. Ferguson comes back in on fourth down.
He sends up 3 wideouts. Keeps it back in there to block. Goes over the middle.
There you go.
Completes the pass to Stewart. Stewart down to the 38-yard line. First and 10 for the Bears.
Nice job, Coach Payne, dialing up Ferguson Stewart that time for a first down. Moves the chains, gets the Bears in Bulldog territory.
Ball is spotted at the Kabul 38-yard line. Gain of 15 on the play. Both teams are going to their benches.
Official timeout. Water break time.
Okay. All right, we need a water break, so we'll take a time in here. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU back in 30 seconds. .420 left to go here in the third quarter. Bears have it first and 10 at the 38-yard line of the Bulldogs. 60-0 is our score. That was our halftime score and continues to be that score here in the third quarter as the turbo clock is on. They stopped it for a water break. And we have first and 10 for the Bears.
Ferguson still in there.
That quarterback, he gets the snap, hands off to the running back who got short yardage on that play.
Shirttail tackle right at the line of scrimmage by the Bulldogs. It was Hezekiah Galloway with the 1 yard run.
One of the freshmen, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a twin brother. Houston now leading 21-7. Liberty up 36-0.
Second down 9 here for the Bears against the Bulldogs. Pass is to the outside. Ball gets away from one would-be tackler and gets it down inside the 35 to about 34-yard line.
Flag in the backfield, and make a big production out of stopping the clock. I'm not sure why we need to stop the clock on a penalty, but here we are.
They want to have their time, too.
It's on the Bears. Illegal block on Willow. So that'll negate a little yard gain on the pass, but that'll mark the Bears back. Keep it second down. Let's wind that clock, fellas.
Get it going.
Stopped at 3:34.
Take the ball all the way back to the 47-yard line. So it'll be second down and 19 for the Bears. After the illegal block call. Ferguson gets the snap. Wants to throw. In trouble. Ball is loose.
It'll be sacked. Never went down, but the officials blew it dead at the 45-yard line. So that's the 45 of Willow.
So another loss on the play of 8. And it'll be fourth down and very long.
The Kabul JV defense is still pretty good.
Bears are going to go for it on fourth down and 20. Snapping the football. Throw it to the near side. Catch
Stewart.
Made by Stewart.
There you go, Aiden.
He's at the 30.
Good cut.
35, and first down Bears. Got Stewart on a crossing pattern.
Run the good route, and
After the catch, he caught it about the 40 and got all the way down to the 23-yard line of Kabul.
Good throw by Ferguson, and Aiden does a nice job with his run after the catch.
Yeah, he does.
Bears with their best field position of the night.
First and 10 from the Kabul 23-yard line. Ferguson with the snap. Keeps hands off, and the running back gets all the way down to the 13-yard line. Maybe the 12 could be another first down.
Hezekiah Galloway, the freshman, will move the chains.
10-yard gain on that play.
Galloway's played well in the JV game. Getting some varsity time here.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Bears at the Kabul 14-yard line. There's the snap.
Tried to do the same thing again. It was Galloway again, and this time the Bulldogs were ready, stopping for about a 2-yard loss. Second down and 12 for the Bears. Clock running at 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Get one, maybe two more plays off here before the end of the third.
Bears have had more success passing lately, so maybe we'll see that here on second down and 12. Snap of the football. Throw goes to the near side. And receiver breaks one tackle, but that's all, and couldn't get much on the play, maybe a yard.
Ronnie Collins with the catch, but couldn't quite. Made a nice initial move, but then the Bulldogs stepped up and drug him down.
Third down and 11 for the Bears. Ball is at the Kabul 14-yard line.
Bears with their best chance. They want a touchdown on homecoming. They got a couple plays to try to get it.
Snap of the football.
Keeper.
Ferguson keeps. Ferguson in the end zone. No, not quite.
Nobody's got a first down.
It's a first and goal for the Bears.
All right.
At the Kabul 3-yard line.
Dillon kept it, got the first down, and the Bears are on the door, and that's where they'll be when the fourth quarter starts.
We have played three quarters here at Polinski Field on homecoming night. Call Kabul. Kabul 60, Willow Springs nothing. Back for fourth quarter action in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Fourth quarter about to get underway here at Polinski Field on homecoming night. Bears trailing 60 to nothing, but Bears have a chance to get in the end zone here. They've got a first and goal at the 4-yard line of the Bulldogs. And the Bears would, what kind of jerseys does Kabul have in there now? I'm just curious. if they put their first team defense back in there. Anyway, here we go. Snap of the football. Ferguson keeps it. And close, but not quite in.
He's in.
Oh, he is.
Willow Springs.
Bears Dylan Ferguson keeps the ball.
The crowd rejoices. The zero is off the board.
There is now joy in Mudville.
Slightly.
Yeah, a little bit of joy anyway. Comes with on the first play of the fourth quarter, the Bears get on the board and make it 60-6.
First time the fight song has been played tonight, and the ambulance and the fire truck are still here. They light up there. They light up the lights and give the homecoming crowd something to cheer about.
A little excitement.
Yeah.
Coach Payne talking with the official out there. I don't know what that was about, but Bears are going to try to kick the extra point with Stewart. I'm using Stewart Toe here. Ball is down. Kick is up. Looks good.
Oh,
it hit the goal post.
Hit the upright. No good.
Bounced back on the field. So about the extra point is no good. 11:52 left to go in the ball game with the score. Kabul 60, Willow Springs 6. The Bears are on the board. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. We're back at Polinski Field. Bears to kick it off after scoring for the first time in this game. Stewart with a kick, high end-over-end kick. Drops taken at 15 by the Bulldogs. Runner comes to the near side and gets over the 30 to about the 34 where he's brought down.
Honeycutt, fresh return.
It's a freshman, I think.
Yeah.
So, we're seeing mostly freshmen and sophomores playing at this point in the game on both sides of the ball.
Oscar Soto, the freshman, will be back at quarterback for the Bulldogs for the last 11 minutes and change. Several here at Polinski Field have made their way. Of course, there's a dance tonight, so kids have got to go get ready for their homecoming dance.
I don't know if the Bears are ready to play or not. They really get to the line.
Somebody's running off the field. Now we're ready.
Snap of the football. Soto, good move. Got big yardage. He gets over the 40 up to the 43-yard line.
Settle down.
Went down.
He did.
Hard.
Quickly, some guys over there to help him out. Soto with a good run. That was just a straight quarterback draw. And he gets the first down for the Bulldogs.
Got over the 45 to 46-yard line.
Bears running some new guys in there as well. Ethan Stevenson comes into the game.
Logs, first and 10 at the 46-yard line. Soto at quarterback. It's the snap. And hands off to the running back who jumps over the line and gets a couple of yards on the play.
Lance Johnson with the carry.
Get up to the 43-yard line, gain of a couple on the play. 10 minutes and counting in the game. Bulldogs take the time back there.
You want to go to sporting events next week. Tuesday, tennis is at home at Booster Field. So you can go watch the Lady Bear tennis team. I think that's the only home game we have next week other than Friday Night Football.
Snap of the football. Pitch goes to the near side of the field. The running back is going to get another first down, it looks like, over the 50 and down to about the Willow Springs 43-yard line.
Pretty good tackle by Jeremiah Galloway. As a guy whose twin brother made the stop.
First and 10 for the Bulldogs. Takes the ball down to the Bear 42.
If you want a road trip next week, you can go to Donovan and watch the volleyball girls play. You got to really want a road trip, though.
Soto at quarterback gets the snap. He wants to throw. Had all kinds of time. Now he takes off. Yeah, he's got blockers in front of him. Breaks tackles. Gets all the way down to the Bear 20, and he's gone to the end zone. Touchdown.
Flag at the end. It's going to be a horse collar on the Bears. Soto is an impressive player. The Bulldogs have him as a freshman, and he's just a big, athletic kid. And man, he looks good.
He does. He does.
Bulldogs going to lose a lot of these players, so they're going to have something to build on. And Soto looks pretty good.
Let's see. They're going to say that he's not in the end zone, right?
I thought he went in, but...
It looks like they're going to mark him down at about the 3-yard line.
Okay.
What the head linesman says here.
Thought there was a horse collar on the Bears at the end of that play, but...
There was a flag, and he's going to tell us all about it right now. The guy in the white hat says...
Personal foul. Horse collar on the Bears. Half the distance to the goal.
Touchdown, he says.
Oh, it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Touchdown for the Bulldogs.
2-point conversion.
Makes it 66-6.
I don't think it was a touchdown. Is that what they said?
He gave this.
Yeah, 2-point conversion is no good. They haven't put it up on the board, but you're right. So it's 66-6.
Yeah, lots of sixes up there. Bulldogs score with 8:22 left to go in the ball game. And we'll take another quick timeout here for 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 8:22 left to go in the game. Officials are still making hand signals and what have you down there. But
I think they're taking the mid-quarter water break.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a Misha requirement that they have to do that. I don't think anybody really... needs that probably at this point, but
they'll
do it anyway.
I don't remember doing it in the first two games of the year.
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
Finally, the Willow Springs scoreboard operator puts up six more points for the Bulldogs. It makes it 66-6. All sixes up there. Bulldogs will kick off. And let's see, they marked the penalty off on the kickoff, that horse collar penalty. So the Bulldogs will get the kickoff from the Bear 45-yard line.
The horse collar will
8:22 left to go in the game, and the clock will start again when we get the ball in play.
Bears will have some new players next week that are eligible for the Mountain Grove game, Jordan Rutledge, Braxton Wilbank, some of the upperclassmen that decided to come out and try to help this team will be eligible against Mountain Grove. So might have some,
don't hurt
some new names, yeah, and certainly some guys that have had some experience in the past and some upperclassmen that they want to help out.
Boole kicks it end over end. The Bears fall on it at the 25-yard line. They'll put it in play there, first and 10.
Clock will start moving again.
Yeah, that's. I guess that's an interesting note that the Bears had and says something about.
And there's some others too.
About the Bear organization, you know, that these kids at school saw the dilemma that was going on with the Bear football team, said, "Hey, maybe we can help." So. They came out late, but they came out, so they'll be eligible next week, huh?
Yeah. Eligible for the Mountain Grove game, and that does show some character that they wanted to
help out.
Try to help the pride a little bit of this team.
First and 10 for the Bears at their own 25-yard line. Half of the football. Hand off to the running back.
Nice hole.
Woohoo. First and 10, all the way up to the 40-yard line.
Gillum takes it up to the 40-yard line. Jethro's going to have a decent amount of yards when this game is over.
And that's one thing the Bears have racked up more stats this week than they have any of the other two games that they played. So that's always good. It's a good positive thing. First and 10 for the Bears after that 15-yard gain at the 41-yard line. Snap to the handoff.
Keeper
by
Asher
the
Smith.
Quarterback.
Look at him go.
Wow.
He's got some speed.
Smith is all the way down to the Kabul 40-yard line. He rolled out to the near side of the field and just took off. Little guy.
Quick.
Not very big, but he has some speed.
Asher listed at 5'8", 140, and he's got some wheels.
All the way to the 37-yard line of the Bulldogs, and a first down for the Bears there. Halfway through the fourth quarter.
Hey, let's get the Bears into double digits.
Haven't been there yet. Smith, the freshman quarterback.
First year playing quarterback, too, if I understand correctly.
Snap of the football. Handoff goes to the running back, and not much there for the Bears that time. Coach Payne running a lot of kids in and out, Marty, using kids, and that does give them, you know, give them game time.
Yeah. No gain on the play.
Second down and 10 for the Bears at the Kabul 37-yard line.
I'd run that quarterback keeper a little bit more.
Worked.
Kind of like that.
There's a snap, handoff.
Gillum gets stood up and
nothing there.
Brought back for about a 2-yard loss on the play. So it'll be a third down and 12 for the Bears. Clock running 5 minutes and change left in this one.
Spot the ball at the 38-yard line. Loss of the yard. Third down and 11 for the Bears. Smith in there at quarterback. 5'8", 140-pound freshman. Gets a snap of the football. Hands it off again, right up the middle to go. Couple of yards on that play. Fourth down coming up.
Gillum again. Similar play. Got back to maybe the original line of scrimmage. Be a fourth down and 10 for the Bears.
Haven't thrown any with Asher Smith in there. Had a nice little run around him.
Got three receivers this time. We'll see if he does it.
See if he can throw the football.
He keeps it. Going to the far side.
First down, down the far side. That breaks the tackle.
I like that.
Gets out of bounds somewhere down around the 15-yard line.
Asher Smith got some speed.
Quarterback keeper gets him down inside the 20-yard line to the 18. So it'll be first and 10 for the Bears at the 18-yard line. But these little guys in there running the ball.
First and 10 from the 18. Under 4 minutes to play. Bears trying to get double figures for the first time this year.
Three wide outs for Smith. Gets the snap. He's going to just try it again, and the Bulldogs are waiting for him that time. Down he goes for a loss on the play of about a 2-yard loss back to the 20.
Still like that play, but the Bulldogs were ready for it.
So it'll be second down and 12 for the Bears at their Kabul 20-yard line.
Cardinals won 9-4. Tonight. Good.
That is good. Yep. Beat those Reds. Second down and 12 for the Bears. Smith. Ooh, they're reading him now. He gets back to the 20-yard line, and that's it. Tried to roll out on the right side, and Bulldogs were there for him. No gain. Third down and 12. Try something different this time.
No gain.
Clock that down to 2:45 and counting.
Houston leading Salem 21-7. That's in the third quarter now. So pretty good game there between the Tigers and the Tigers.
Smith here on third down and 12 from the 20. Back in the gun. Gets the snap of the football. Wanted to throw it, I think, but wouldn't happen.
There was just no...
No time.
No time. The Kabul line just completely blew that up, and now it's fourth and a long, what, about 20 yards?
Fourth and all the way back to the 26-yard line, fourth and 19.
Ava leading Mountain Grove now 36-14 in the fourth quarter.
Ava is
the class of the SCA, it looks
there.
Like.
They are. Fourth down here. Smith wanting to throw, runs out of time. He takes off down the far sidelines, gets about
half of what he needed.
Yeah, about 7 or 8 on the play, and then he's brought down. So the Bulldogs will take it over with a minute and a half left to go in the game.
And we say Ava's the class of the SCA, but hey, these Bulldogs, may be ready to give Ava a run here. This the Bull team.
They're good.
They're showing that they've got a lot of horses ready to battle the Ava, the Mountain Groves, and the Liberties.
Lots of senior leadership out there, and they can do some things. Bulldogs with Soto back there at quarterback for the last couple of plays of the game. Snap of the football, and here he comes up the field. And the Bears bring him down at the 42-yard line.
Deep into the secondary, and Bulldog player pumped up. He's celebrating. Austin Montgomery, the freshman, gets big yardage. 45 seconds to play. We'll see probably one more play here from Kabul, and that will be your ball game. So the Bears trying to, I think, keep him out of the end zone here and not let Kabul get to 70.
Yeah, that was kind of a monumental number last week. Mm. All right. Bulldogs here with the first and 10 of the 42.
Thank you,
coach of the Kabul Bulldogs. That's going to do it for the Bears on homecoming night, losing to the Kabul Bulldogs. 66-6 is our final here. And, Marty, any final thoughts?
Bears will just try to keep finding some positives. I'm sure Coach Payne will gather the team in the locker room. They'll be working next week on Mountain Grove, and that's all you could do is try to do the next right thing and try to get better each week. And there's a lot of positives. These kids are, there's no doubt, they're working and doing everything they can. They're just not there yet competitively, but not for lack of practice and work.
So. And we'll have those kids coming in next week, so they'll get some new blood in there, so look a little differently maybe next week. So come out. The ball game's going to be here again at Willow Springs. So
hey, check that JV and middle school schedule. The JV matchups are more competitive for this team because that's your freshman and your sophomore.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of where they're at right now. So check that JV schedule and the middle school. Kids are always fun to watch, and we got an eighth grade team that they're going to have a special season. It looks
they're a little bit exciting. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and just before your other fall sports, lots of good stuff going on at Willow Springs High School, and happy homecoming to everybody that came into town tonight to celebrate their reunions and being back at beautiful downtown Willow Springs.
All right, and for Sean back at the studios, thanks for putting up with us tonight. I'm Larry Spence, along with Marty Spence. You've been listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Final score, once again, is the Bulldogs 66 and the Bears 6. Good night from Polinski Field.